pay a city fella to do my taxes on account of it's one more deduction I can pay. The postman brought my W-2 this morning. Why, this year they're claiming a third of all I make. Now, I'm just as patriotic as the next man. Yes, sir. And you know I love that old red, white, and blue. So I'll help to pay this rising cost of freedom. But I'll be darned if I'll change my point of view. If 10% is good enough for Jesus, well, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam. Now, I don't think it's one bit funny of them taking so much of my money and doing things with it that I don't understand. But one thing that is all mine is my opinion. Yes, sir. And I want you to know right where I stand. If 10% is good enough for Jesus, well, sir, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam. Now, some of them folks we've been sending off up to Congress, they think all you have to do is spend and spend. But you can't run a family, much less a country, with more money going out than coming in. And that old debt just keeps on getting bigger. Yes, sir. And we all going to have to pay, so don't you laugh. Because one of these days, you just might look down at your paycheck and realize they've been started taking half. If 10% isn't good enough for Jesus, well, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam. Now, I don't think it's one bit funny them taking so much of my money and doing things with it that I just don't understand. But one thing that is all mine is my opinion. Yes, sir. And I want you to know right where I stand. If 10% is good enough for Jesus, well, sir, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam. I said if 10% is good enough for Jesus, well, it ought to be enough for Uncle Sam. Much obliged to you folks. And I want to ask you, how many of you folks went on a vacation this summer? I'll tell you, I just got back from vacation a while back. I ain't been on vacation in a long time. We had a good vacation, me and Ma Crabapple. We'd been wanting to go up to Washington, D.C. for a long time. Ain't never been up there. So we decided to go. Well, we had a good time. I seen lots of things up there. Lots of real interesting things. Seen Orville and Wilbur Wright's first airplane. Seen that Washington Monument. That tomb of the Lonesome Soldier. Seen all kinds of things. But you know, we stayed in this place one night called the Watergate Hotel. Now, I don't know if y'all heard of the Watergate Hotel, but that's that place where they claim that Nixon and all them folks got in so much trouble a few years back. They was tapping folks' phones and bugging in on them and listening to lots of things they ought not have been listening to, and that's what got them all in trouble. Well, anyhow, we stayed in this Watergate Hotel, and that was a nice place. And we went to bed, and we was laying there with the lights off, and Ma Crabapple says, "You don't reckon there's any of them bugs still in this place, do you?" Well, now, a fella that's been wearing a 10-star as long as I have gets something like that on his mind, he just can't rest easy till he checks it out. So I got up, and I turned on that light, and I went over that room with a fine-tooth comb, yes, sir. And I finally found something. I lifted up the rug right in the middle of the floor and found this little round thing hid under the rug. Yes, sir. I told my crabapple not to say nothing. Had four bolts holding it in. I went out to my toolbox and got my screwdriver and come in and took that thing up, wrapped it up in a blanket and shut it up in that desk drawer on account if it was a bug. I didn't want them hearing what we was saying. Well, we went on to bed, and the next morning, the fella from the hotel come by the room, knocked on the door, and asked us if we had a good night's sleep. Well, I told him we did, and he said, "Well, there was a disturbance last night." And I said, "What happened?" He said, "Well, in the room down below us, a chandelier fell on them folks." Right here. But now, we never did find out if it was a bug or not. But, you know, I've seen lots of things in Washington, D.C. that they ain't got in Crabapple, that's for sure. One thing I seen the first day we arrived at that hotel out on the street was this fella that they call a panhandler. Now, if y'all don't know what that is, that's a fella that'll come right up to you on the street and look you right in the eye and ask you for some money so he can go spend it. Just wants you to give him some. I don't trust them folks. No, sir. Fella come up to me and says, old timer, how about a dollar for a sandwich? And I said, well, I don't know. Let's have a look at the sandwich. Well, turns out the rascal didn't even have a sandwich. No, sir. I don't trust him. I'll tell you something else I don't like about going on vacations. I don't like eating in them restaurants. I don't like it at all. I like home cooking. You know, you go in them restaurants and folks don't cook stuff the way we cook it in Crabapple. Why, you take chicken. They got chicken in them restaurants. There must be 100 different ways to fix chicken. And sure, nowadays everybody wants to shake and bake, but now we just used to buy and fry. That's the only way we used to fix it. And they got this blackened food. It's a new thing, blackened food, blackened fish and all kinds of things, and everybody goes crazy over it. But I'll tell you something, blackened food ain't new. My Crabapple's been blackening food for lots of years. All kinds of food. Green beans, pork chops. Yes, sir. If it can be cooked, she can blacken it. And she learned it from her ma. Yes, sir. And I'll tell you, the way they fix food in some of them restaurants, you don't know what it is, even if they tell you what it is half the time. We was at a banquet a while back, and they was coming around serving us these fancy dinners on them silver platters. And this waiter come up and laid my plate down in front of me, and I looked at that meat. I said, what is that stuff? He said, well, it's broiled cod. I said, cod smod. I know fish when I see it, and that there's fish. Yes, sir. I don't trust them folks. Something else I don't like about vacations is having to drive on them expressways. I don't like that at all. I got a sister who lives down in Pepsicola, Florida, and we go down there every now and then. I don't like them expressways. You know, the speed limit on them things is 65 miles an hour, and I like to hold it down around 30. But the last time we went down on the expressway, this state patrol, this trooper, pulled me over. He come up, and I give him my driver's license, and he looked at it, and he says, Mr. Crabapple, you know how come I pulled you over? And I said, yes, sir, on account of you couldn't catch none of the rest of them. And he said I had a tail light out. I told him I'd get it fixed. But, you know, driving an automobile on the highways these days ain't nothing like trying to drive a mule and wagons on the road these days. Now, I got a friend lives about 15 miles up the road from me and was going out of town for a while, 2 or 3 weeks. Wanted to know if I'd look after his 2 mules. He got 2 Arkansas mules. I told him I'd be glad to look out for them. But I decided it'd be a lot easier to look out for him down in my place than it would be up to his place. So my brother O.C. took me up to his place, and I hitched them mules up to his wagon, and I come driving them back down Highway 9 toward Crabapple. I'll tell you, them cars was whizzing by, and them mules was getting jittery, and their ears was laid back, and them eyes was bugged out, and I didn't know whether we was going to make it or not. About that time, I heard this siren coming down the road. Well, this girl during the police car comes flying down the road, and this fella pulls right up beside me, stuck his head out the window and said, where do you think you're going with them 2 mules? I told him if he didn't cut off that red light and that girl during siren, there weren't no telling where we was going. Yes, sir. But you know, them mules is hard to deal with. Now, I got a mule named Midnight I've had for lots of years. And mules can do lots of work if you can outthink them and outsmart them. That's what you have to do. Now, you take Midnight. He's a good worker. But you got to be able to outsmart him. And what I do when I'm going to plow with him is I put a set of blinders on him so he can't see nothing but the ground right in front of his feet. And I'll get him hitched up and I'll yell, "Get up, Midnight. Get up, Bill. Get up, Kate." Well, Midnight starts to working. You see, the thing about Midnight is he don't mind working as long as he thinks he ain't the only one out there working. And he just don't like to work by himself, no sir.